Welcome to We Are The Watchers. Tom. And Leah. Are The Watchers.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. You're listening to We Are The Watchers, episode 82. Leah. How's your week been?
It's been really good. Thanks, Tom. How's yours?
Good. I'll give you a piece of paperback.
That was really good.
Thanks.
Maybe you should do that more often.
Nah.
Oh.
It's too much responsibility.
I think you can say it's too much hard work. I went, you made it look effortlessness. Effortlessness.
Meh. Yeah. I had the paper.
It's a good piece of paper too. Mm. It's been around for 82 episodes.
It's tatty.
We will have lots of news. We thought last week we'd stop talking about Keanu Reeves. We'll be talking about him again. Mm. I got a quiz for you, Tom.
Yes.
That I half stole from IGN.
Fine.
But, you know, reference them and I've mixed it up a bit.
I don't look at IGN very much these days.
You'll be
fallen
fine,
very far.
We'll also be talking about things we've been watching.
Mm.
I'm going to try and get through all of mine because they're all quite topical.
Sure.
So
I saw a lot of movies.
So oh, nice.
We can cover them off pretty quick.
Perfect. Man. All right. Well, let's kick it off with some news. We were talking about Keanu Reeves, so we might as well talk about the fact that he has decided to be in every single thing that ever existed.
That's cool. I'm happy with him.
Me too. He's now in Cyberpunk 2077, which is a CD Projekt Red, I think they're called.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, and they are busy doing video game adaptation of, was it a book or story or comic books, Cyberpunk 2077?
I'm not too sure.
From the 80s, I know that.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Mm. And he apparently is playing a character that people who have been following Cyberpunk 2077, like the story itself, he's an existing character from that.
Well, I think this game first got announced in like 2012.
Yeah, a fair while ago.
Yeah, it's been rattling around for a long time.
And then last year at E3, they showed a pretty long, not a trailer, more like a cinematic scene from it. And then they showed critics and whatnot, or press, people of the press, some gameplay, and then later released that as well. And this time we got a bit more cinematic stuff with Keanu Reeves at the very end.
Sure. That's pretty cool. There's been some good E3 stuff.
Oh, heaps of E3 stuff. That game will be released on the 16th of April next year.
Mm.
And a whole heap of other games have been announced. What are some of your highlights?
The highlight for me clearly was Planet Zoo, which there'd been a brief announcement trailer, like a 30-second trailer, but they showed off their first gameplay trailer.
Mm.
It's just Zoo Tycoon, but it looks amazing.
It looks really relaxing. It's those kind of games. It's sort of like The Sims, but you're building a zoo.
That's my jam.
Yeah.
Another thing that was my jam, there's a that I don't know how this didn't get out beforehand, but there's a Forza 4 or Forza Horizons 4 expansion coming in about 2 weeks.
Yep.
For Speed Champions, which is the Lego races. It's so random.
So they've dropped it into the Forza game.
Yeah, so you can drive Lego cars around
in their real world.
In the real world, or it looks like you can do the flip of driving the real cars around in the Lego world. It looks great fun.
And is the kind of game expansion that I think they'll pick up a few extra players, new players.
Yeah, yeah. Like I don't know where the idea for that crossover came from, but I'm so happy that it did. And then you just showed me the Avengers trailer from Square Enix.
Yeah,
that
Marvel,
looks pretty good.
Marvel's been busy doing that. I saw that. I did see since we watched the trailer that the voice of Iron Man in the game is, shock horror, Nolan North.
He's busy.
Troy Baker's in there as well. He's busy as
Troy Baker, he'd be voicing the Hulk, I'm guessing, because
he's
voiced the Hulk several times before.
Ah, that'd be why.
Or Fred Toscano.
Or just voicing all the others. But it looks like a lot of fun. I know some people are complaining about the fact that some of the characters' faces look a bit not finished.
Yep.
But I don't think the game's finished, right?
I think it's very closely modelled on the movies, but not quite.
They definitely do not look like the actors.
No.
Yeah.
I will be interested to see if you can play as, because we didn't see Hawkeye in that trailer. I don't think any playable stuff of Hawkeye.
No.
I'll be interested to see what other characters there are, or if it's just the core, what should be six if Hawkeye's in there, or if, you know, five even, if it's just Black Widow and that.
maybe, because it looked like we were just shown sort of the prelude.
Yes.
Maybe like we see kickoff. Him later.
I'm hoping. They've got to be more characters in there.
Oh, yeah.
The villains I saw, Abomination, Taskmaster, some very specific people, and an Iron Man spacesuit.
That's what I didn't pick up on at first. It was just sort of a white flash, and I said to you, who's that? That looked nice.
Yeah, so he builds like a bleeding edge suit so he can fly in space easier and stuff. And
it looked a little bit to me like those time traveling suits.
Yes.
That's why.
Yeah, so the Endgame suits were a nod to the bleeding edge mixed with a little bit of Future Foundation, which is a Fantastic Four thing.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
It's all intertwined.
Lots of E3 goodness.
Lots of E3. I saw that when they were talking about Division 2 and stuff like expansions and new things that they're doing with that. They also sort of just said, it was a real offhanded comment. They went, oh yeah, and there's going to be a Division 2 movie on Netflix with Jake Gyllenhaal. And then they just kept talking about other stuff. So maybe we'll get more news about that a little bit later on.
Sure.
Another video game movie.
Sure, it'll have great quality.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, all of the quality.
This will be the one that finally breaks the curse. This one will.
Yeah, this is the 100%.
This is the one.
This is the one.
Not Tom Holland in Uncharted.
No.
That's sure to work.
Yeah, that'll work really well. Tom Holland is Nathan Drake. That'll work.
That's what we're clamoring for.
Tell you what we are clamoring for, and I feel like this E3 has been missing it. We haven't seen any PlayStation stuff. They bowed out this year. They said they had nothing to show. I am assuming that next year is going to be absolutely huge.
Well, with Xbox pulling out all the guns and showing off their, what is it called, Project Spectrum or something?
Yeah.
Something along that. Their console, which will come holiday 2020, so Christmas next year. It either means that they've taken this break because they had sniffed that Xbox was going to do something big and let them have it, or more likely they're holding off so at their own event coming up soon they can announce it. And I saw something that 60% of people looking forward to E3 were most excited about the potential of Sony announcing a new console,
and
not
even
Xbox.
There. That's so weird.
Yep.
I did see that Xbox, there were plans for them to release an Xbox exclusive game every 3 months.
Wow.
At least for the beginning.
Sure.
So they
it's a big call.
They are serious about their next generation of console.
It can play up to 8K.
Ooh.
So I'm going to stop buying 4K Blu-rays now.
Yeah.
And just wait.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm.
They'll release all of the Star Wars in again, and you'll be able to get most of Avengers-y stuff, I would imagine.
Yeah, and I'll probably buy the Jurassic Park movies again.
Oh, they'll look good.
I like them in every format.
Yeah, fair enough.
You didn't say the magic word. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
Anything else in the video game world?
No, not really. Not necessarily video games.
Well, I saw that. I thought that I'd read this story before.
Mm.
And then I realised I'd read this story before, but it was for a different movie and it was a different bloke.
Okay.
So there's a guy over in the US who has seen Endgame 103 times at the time of this.
Right.
And I'm thinking, have I read this or have you told me about it?
I think we talked about this guy on like day 10 where he'd already seen it.
He'd seen a heap of them. And also there was a guy in for Infinity War.
That's right.
Who had seen, I think, around that amount.
Mm.
So this guy has either surpassed or will surpass him because it's still in cinemas. Now, the last guy who had watched that many for Infinity War actually then got an invitation by the Russo brothers
to go to Endgame premiere.
No word for this bloke yet, but also what would he go and see?
Spider-Man.
Yeah, maybe.
That's only like 2 weeks away or something. 3 weeks.
There's still time for that to happen.
4th of July, baby.
Oh, man, that's coming up soon. That's the middle of the year.
Yeah.
That's crazy. What else have you seen in the world of news?
Oh, so much.
It's crazy.
So much. So some of these we're just going to bullet point through pretty quick.
Yep.
Bill and Ted Face the Music, number 3. They start filming in New Orleans starting June 24th.
Ooh.
That's not long.
That's really soon.
And they have daughters.
Ah.
And the daughters are coming on the adventure with them.
Are they teenage daughters?
They look to be late teenage, early 20s. They could be, you know, mid-20s playing young.
They're going to have guitars.
One of them is Samara Weaving, who I think is Hugo Weaving's
daughter.
I could be talking out my ass.
Oh, I'll be disappointed if you are.
I really
hope. It's a
nice
little Aussie connection.
It is. And yeah. I hope that she gets into movies and then starts getting cast as villains and everything too.
If she's got his eyebrows,
yeah.
It's highly likely.
Yeah.
Good evil eyebrows.
One that I'm looking forward to, they announced for Netflix next year, there's a DreamWorks CGI animated series called Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous.
Ooh.
Don't know much about it at the moment, but there's some sort of school camp that goes on to, I'm guessing it's Isla Sorna, not Isla Nublar. But I don't know, because those are one of them is the first Jurassic Park, the second one is The Lost World, the second one. We never really go back to that second one. That's the one that's just abandoned.
Yeah,
they can
that one's
do as
horrible.
They want.
Yeah.
Yep.
But they will go back to it, don't you worry. Maybe not in animated form, though.
Well, I can kind of see them doing it for the animated form.
Really?
Only because then it kind of sidesteps the continuity of the movies.
Yeah, okay.
If I don't know where this is going to fit in the world of Jurassic World. On the flip, it could be that they set it just before the events of the first Jurassic World, before the park goes tits up.
Could it potentially have its own universe?
Nah, I don't think they...
Okay.
They're all about trying to tie this back together.
Yeah, right. Mm. Okay. I saw that Geena Davis has been announced to be in GLOW Season 3.
Oh, hello, yeah. Geena.
Meanwhile, the short little, I don't know, 10-second video of her that I saw on Twitter, she has not aged since, I don't know, A League of Their Own, which would be early 90s.
Yeah. I think, is it A Long Kiss Goodnight? I think that's peak Davis for me. I loved that movie.
Probably the earliest Davis I remember is her in Tootsie. Not a big role, but she was in it. She played an actress in the soapy that Tootsie was also a part of.
There you go.
The things we know about Geena Davis.
Oh, speaking of weird things you just randomly learned the other day, I learned that Death Becomes Her.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I loved that movie.
That was the first time that CGI technology was used to manipulate human skin. That movie. That's the first time of doing the stretching the head up and turning the head.
That was creepy.
180,
that.
I think
that was...
Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, that was Goldie Hawn's character.
Yeah, they did CGI on the prosthetic work on the neck, and that was the very first...
Now I want to go back and watch.
It holds up. It's good fun. Bruce Willis is having a whale of a time.
He's very good in it. It's a great fun movie.
Yes. Sorry, sidetrack.
Oh, it's a good sidetrack, though. Yeah, so that will be out. Oh, when's GLOW out? Soon.
Yeah, not long.
Yeah, not
I've
long.
Already seen the trailer up on iTunes.
Yeah. It's all in Vegas now. Ooh. Well, we knew that at the end of the last season. They were off to Vegas. So 1980s Vegas, class.
Do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, they do want to build a snowman. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
Some cancellations.
Uh-oh.
Deadly Class, cancelled after one season. Too expensive. Not enough ratings. Happy got cancelled. You know,
no.
I'm bummed about that. That's the weirdest thing out there. I'm surprised it got a second season. I'm thankful it got a second season. I accept that. It's not a ratings hit.
Wow.
And third one, this is the odd one, Swamp Thing has already been cancelled.
I was so confused about this whole storyline.
So was the internet.
Okay.
So they aired one episode and then 6 days later announced that the show is cancelled moving forward.
But we were still going to be able to see all of the rest of the season, right?
Well, they'd originally set out to do 13 episodes and then the show got cut early to end at 10. So they didn't even finish out the full season that they wanted. The show got cancelled before episode 2 aired, yet both episodes that have come out have been loved by both critics and viewers.
So weird. Where's the problem lie, I wonder?
There's so many different things. Like someone came out really quick going, oh, there was a tax incentive with North Carolina that there was a problem with the budgeting and they actually put a decimal point in the wrong spot or something like this. And they thought it was going to be a $40 million tax break and in fact it was 14. So it was going to cost them $26 million to finish the show. And
damn.
That turned out to be bullshit. Like that guy was just pulling numbers out of thin air.
Yeah.
So no one knows. Even James Wan, who's the executive producer on it, has the Midas touch. Everyone loves his stuff. Even he doesn't know what's going on.
Such a shame.
So the prevailing theory is that it may have something to do with the fact that DC Universe, which is the streaming site or streaming app program, whatever you want to call it, that has Titans, Doom Patrol and Swamp Thing, that's all so far, along with all the DC comics and TV shows and stuff like that, Warner Brothers is going to be launching their own Warner Media later this year. Even though DC Universe only launched in like October last year, it's already being, what's the term I wrote down? reevaluated for validity.
So
they're clearly not getting the subscriber base they thought they would at this point.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to make more sense for Warner to fold it into their new one, keep some programming for there. Titans is getting a season two. That was already booked before the Warner Media got announced and this sort of stuff. There's no word on Doom Patrol 2. Swamp Thing is gone.
Damn.
Doesn't look good.
Yeah, that doesn't look good at all. No. I mean, there was always going to get to a point where there were too many streaming services.
Yeah, we're already getting there. And the year is young. Apple Plus coming, Disney Plus.
We don't even have
that
yet. Yeah, exactly.
And Hulu, everything happening with Hulu.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that? Disney now owns Hulu properly.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can put their adult kit on Hulu, family-friendly gear on Disney Plus.
It works really well for them.
Well, especially because they'll be able to do some sort of package deal. Buy both at once, get
them
cheaper.
Good idea. Mm. Do you reckon we'll get that? Because we don't have Hulu here, do we?
Not easily.
Yeah. There's no Australian version of Hulu.
No, there's a bit of hoop-jumping VPN shenanigans.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because when you think about Hulu, I mean, the most famous Hulu, gosh, that's hard for me to say, program at the moment, at least here in Australia, would be Handmaids, and SBS has that, and
yes,
you can stream that for
Hulu's
free.
Hulu's happy to sign deals with other localities.
Well, as long as we still get the stuff we want.
That's right.
And we're getting it for free, so suppose we shouldn't complain too much. Speaking of complaining, this is a story you and I both saw, and we are angry on behalf of Linz and also a little bit for ourselves.
Should I see if she can come in just for 2 minutes?
Let's not tell her what it's about.
Yeah. All right, I'm back and I found her. Linz is here. Welcome.
Linz, we've got some news for you. I don't know. Do you want to do it?
I'll do it.
Okay.
So there's a potential remake, reboot, whatever you'd like to call it, of one of your favourite films, but potentially starring someone awful. No, not Mighty Ducks.
It's the other one. It's the Christmas one.
There's a lot of talk that there's a remake of Scrooge coming from Kevin Hart.
Huh.
What do you mean it's Christmas?
Oh, it could be all right.
No.
Is he the little boy that couldn't talk all grown up?
No, he's going to be Bill Murray.
Well, we don't know that for sure. So all we know is that he's executive producing the project, so he gets to make all the calls. So even if it's not him starring in it, he's still in charge of the creative direction. Boo.
Oh, he can have fun with it. It'll be good.
Are you accepting this?
This is not the reaction you should be having.
Oh, really?
I thought you'd be throwing things at the wall. Yeah. Including us.
I don't know. Like, it's a fun concept. It's a tale as old as time.
You know what is a fun concept? Rebooting Big, but have Kevin Hart turn into The Rock. That is a fun concept. Scrooge starring Kevin Hart.
Oh, more of a Freaky Friday.
But I don't want Rock in Kevin Hart. I don't want Rock in Kevin Hart's body. Just, I don't want them swapped over because I just want Kevin Hart out of the movie.
And he's in there at the beginning and the end.
I would love to see The Rock pretending to be Kevin Hart for an hour and a half because he would shit on him in ways that I don't even do to my brother. Do you know what I mean?
True friends.
But Scrooged with Kevin Hart is a flaccid penis slap to the face.
Look, is he executive producing it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know he's going... He
could pull together a decent cast and...
His track record says otherwise. He does great when he's in...
What's Kevin Hart done? I don't even know.
Jumanji? Central Intelligence?
You know what? Now that we're thinking about it, I don't think I've seen a Kevin Hart movie.
And here's the difference. I have. I've seen a couple.
Is that because they don't make it to the cinema often?
No, they make it there. It's just they're not in our realm. They're not the quality of sort of film we want to go and see.
Yeah.
So I find that Kevin Hart is more tolerable when paired with The Rock, which has happened a couple of times now. They bounce off each other well. But Get Hard, the movie of him paired with Will Ferrell, was painful.
The one where they're in prison?
Yeah, it was two people that don't take feedback. Maybe rein it in. They don't listen to that sort of advice.
Yeah,
so it was
yeah.
two guys going bigger and bigger
yeah.
and bigger.
And that hurt. So Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it is.
I'm open-minded.
Yeah? That's good.
Yeah.
I mean,
it could be fun. Like, I just want to see, like, a mouse roll a golf ball out the back of someone's head again.
That was terrifying when I was a kid. It was one of the bits I couldn't watch. And also the Ghost of Future?
Christmas Future. That was the one that was a real big...
It was a huge one, yeah.
Cloaked...
That one was scary.
Skeleton type thing.
I like the one, she's from Kimmy Schmidt.
Christmas Past.
Yeah. She's and her voice is like that. Yeah, she's great.
So who are we getting to be the ghosts to haunt Kevin Hart?
Like, well, you know Kevin Hart's going to be trying for Bill Murray.
Oh, see, I'm thinking future ghost Kevin Hart's got to be Danny Glover, right?
Yes.
This is what I'm getting at. And, I mean, if you do Danny Glover as older one, do you do Donald Glover as younger one?
I reckon Pete Davidson would be a good ghost just because of his complexion. The one that dated Ariana Grande last year.
He is doing
a movie with Judd Apatow. Yep, coming out next year. Big, big ensemble deal. They just started filming in New York, I think.
He's not with Ariana Grande anymore, is he?
No.
Thank you. Next.
He was. But also, what's her name?
Kate Beckinsale. That's for it. A little while.
Oh, that's done.
Are they done already?
They're done.
Oh. Gee, that was quick. So we could have him there.
He looks ghost-like.
Yeah, he does. You're right.
Mm. Oh, see, I'm not focusing on ghost. I'm thinking about who could be the future past, and you know the
future past and present Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Well, see, the problem is now that we've mentioned Ghost, I want Whoopi Goldberg to be in there.
Sure.
Just sort of, you know what she's doing? Ceramics.
What?
Pottery.
Oh, I see. Oh, and click.
With Kevin Hart? Is she standing behind Kevin Hart?
It is so creepy. Man!
I don't know why my Kevin Hart has turned into Chris Tucker, but it kind of has in my mind.
It has. Can Chris Tucker be in the movie?
Oh, God, can you imagine how much my ears would hurt at Chris Tucker and Kevin Hart having a conversation?
You got to have James Earl Jones is still around, isn't he? Yeah. He's just done
Mufasa.
Lion King.
Yeah.
He's got a voice to be a ghost of future Christmas future.
He's got the voice for everything. Mm-hmm. Maybe he can have a narrator off with Morgan Freeman.
Mm.
They can both be at the beginning doing, like, once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
It'd be amazing. Okay, well, I'm glad that we could give you that news and you could react so calmly.
Yeah, we've now dedicated way more time to a Scrooge remake than deserves it.
I like it. I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you very much.
What about if they remade Mighty Ducks?
What, with Kevin Hart?
Yep, he's playing all of them, both Brash Brothers.
That would be amazing.
Would it?
I would watch it.
See, that feels like the sort of thing James Corden would do.
Mm. Mighty Ducks to me is like some kind of hardcore drug. Like anything like resembling Mighty Ducks.
You're going to watch
it. I'm going to shoot up.
When was the last time you watched any of them? Like, do you routinely have to watch them?
Maybe about 10 months ago.
Well, that's not too long ago. That's not bad.
Yeah. Hmm. But we used to hire it out from the local video cassette shop every weekend. Oh. Every single weekend.
Did they just have it at the front counter for you?
There was only two people who hired it out. Us, me and my brother, and Elliot Merton, who lived like a few streets away. So if sometimes we'd go to the shop to hire it out and Elliot Merton would have it.
Did you go around to his house and watch it? Not Elliot's house.
Oh, he was my brother's friend.
Yeah, okay.
I wasn't welcome. So I had to wait for it to come to the house.
You were the younger sister, weren't you?
I was the older sister.
Oh, yeah. Because usually that's a rule for a younger sibling. Oh, okay.
I wasn't a cool older sister.
I was wandering over to watch Mighty Ducks. Hey. Can we watch it? All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We need you back next week because I want to know what Dance Moms is like.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Very good.
Till next week. Thank you.
Bye.
That was great.
Kevin Hart could ruin a lot of movies, like Home Alone. Actually, him in Home Alone might work.
Home Alone.
I can't remember what it's called or who's going to be in it, but there's some movie coming that got, I think it was on the blacklist, but it got picked up last year, that is Home Alone but grown up. And it's a stoner.
Oh,
like
yes.
His family goes away for the weekend and he gets too high and thinks people are breaking in or might be breaking in. So booby traps the house. Amazing.
That was Macaulay, wasn't it? I'm sure Macaulay Culkin has done something.
Oh, yes. They did a Home Alone reunion, which was him as grown up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Mm. There's all these theories that...
What?
That people put to the producers of Saw, because like a lot of people think that Jigsaw from Saw is meant to be Kevin McAllister grown up.
Well, that's deep.
He kind of dresses similar to the guy that the old guy in the first movie. That,
the neighbor.
Yeah, terrorize everyone. Yeah. All this sort of stuff. Yeah, it's really deep.
Huh.
Yep. There's a lot of talk about Marvel stuff. I won't go into it too much, but a lot of rumors flying around now that the X-Men Dark Phoenix is done, that the Fox universe is done. When will they get folded over? Now, Kevin Feige has said it'll be about 5 years till he thinks we'll see X-Men folded in.
Okay.
That doesn't mean Fantastic Four and some of the others couldn't get there quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And Peyton Reed, who is the director of Ant-Man and Ant-Man of the Wasp, years ago actually pitched on the first Fantastic Four movie, the one that Tim Story made, well, the two, he had an idea for it then. And so there's rumors floating around that Marvel may have circled back to that idea to talk about it with that. And he wants to set this in the 60s, so in the MCU.
Right.
We have spent time in the 40s with Captain America.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time in the 70s finding out about Hydra and political stuff then.
And in Endgame, we were in the 70s.
That was 70s as well.
Yeah.
So, but we haven't really spent too much time in the 60s. We even spent a lot of time in the 50s with the Peggy Carter show. Agent Carter.
Yep.
So this time, they're thinking that if by doing the 60s, they can establish a lot of the history from the comics, very similar style, but that they can position the Fantastic Four as the Beatles. And it's going to be that sort of idea of they're a cultural phenomenon that takes over.
I like that idea.
Yeah. And The Rock is apparently trying to angle to voice The Thing. Because if he's going to play Black Adam for DC, it's very difficult to play someone in Marvel as well. But he could do what Bradley Cooper or Vin Diesel do, voice a character.
That's a good idea. Well, they definitely don't need a real life thing.
No. It's a Rock, man. He's,
yeah.
Like, they've done two movies with a bad suit, and they've done one that was just CGI. The CGI one wasn't great, but Marvel, I think, would do it better.
Yeah, they would throw more money at it.
A whole lot. Production has started on season two of The Umbrella Academy. They're
amazing.
Already back filming.
That's awesome.
Which is much quicker than I thought.
Yeah.
So they clearly had a lot of season two storylines planned, ready to go. Let's just bang the scripts out and start. Lucifer, which has just come back for season four on Netflix. They've announced there will be one more season and then that's done.
And they're going to wrap up the story.
Yeah, and that's really good of Netflix to bring the show back, but they clearly didn't see huge ratings if they made that call that quickly.
Yeah, okay.
Good Place.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this?
No, what? Am I worried?
Oh.
Oh, no.
So Good Place season four will be out later in the year,
yeah,
and it's the last.
Oh,
they've
no
said
way.
That they're ending then because that way they ended on their terms. It's just about 50 episodes, which is what they'd always hoped for.
Okay.
Sorry, let me rephrase that. At the end of season one, they were kind of surprised when they got picked up for season two. They hoped they would, but they weren't sure. Then they knew how many they wanted to do. And they very much cited Lost, of they don't want to become a show that treads water. They know what their ending is. Let's just get to it and get it done.
Okay.
So they're ending on their terms. It sucks, but better that it stay high quality.
Absolutely. And it is the kind of show that you can go back and watch with the knowledge that you get from each season.
Yeah.
So I could go back and watch at the end of so at the end of the first season, you can go back and watch the first season again with knowledge of that.
Yep.
Then you can go back and do it for season two. But by the time the whole thing wraps up, going back and watching from the beginning, knowing everything you know.
Yeah, I'll be doing that before September for
that'll
sure.
That'll be great.
Yeah. Catch all of it.
Yeah.
And then I have one last one, which I was just hearing whispers about last night, but it sounds very, very cool. There is a horror pitch from Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, who... This year, it's the 20th anniversary of them starting to work together on Spaced, which is Shaun of the Dead came from that and all this other stuff. So it's a horror pitch from then called Svalta, S-V-A-L-T-A, with Nick Frost looking to write They haven't said yet, but there is potential for Edgar Wright to come in to direct.
Cool.
He normally only directs stuff that he's written.
Okay.
So if they do convince him of this, it would be a big deal.
He'd be like a script editor or something.
Well, they haven't written the film yet. So he could still come on to help with the writing and stuff. But it's the idea that it's a family on holiday on a Swedish island being hunted by a serial killer. And it's this the wording here that had me most interested. It's not the locals have no interest in helping. It's not that the locals won't help. It's that they have no interest. And that perfectly sums up their comedic stylings, I think.
Yeah.
They're not interested in helping.
That movie sounds already like something that I should be keeping an ear out for.
Yeah, and that could be 2 to 3 years away at this point.
Well, if no director is attached to it,
no script.
You've got a while.
Yes.
While to wait. Did you see any trailers? I mean, we spoke about a few gaming trailers, but did you see anything else?
Not really. I saw a trailer called Sugar and Toys, which is like a tripped out hip hop version of old school 80s Saturday like morning cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it looks pretty trippy. I think it's Adult Swim or something like that.
Okay.
One of them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
All right, let's get into stuff that we watched.
I watched this. Did you watch it? I don't know. Watch your face. Watch out. Watch out, man.
Watch your face watching out?
Yep.
So you watch your face watching out?
Yeah. It's
safety
scanner
first.
Scanner darkly level observations.
What'd you watch?
Movies.
Ah, right. Okay, let's go with...
I've done 3 movies.
How do I want these movies? Okay, first movie I would like to be the movie that you thought was the biggest surprise for you, where you were like, I like that more than I thought I would.
That was Rocket Man.
Ooh, okay. And that says a lot because you were keen to watch Rocket Man.
Yeah, I went and saw it on Thursday and I enjoyed it that much that I took Linz to see it on Sunday night. We had a date night.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
And what did Linz think? Like,
she loved it.
Yeah.
Singing and dancing, Elton John, prancing, good time, romancing.
Were there parts of his story that you just had no idea about?
Little bits. I've read bits and pieces and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The thing that interested me most was the way that a lot of the songs were contextualized, because a lot of his stuff is bubblegum pop, throwaway things that you don't really think about what the lyrics might be. I've never really thought about what I'm Still Standing is to do with.
Yeah, right.
Rehab.
Never.
Of course it's to do with rehab.
Thought about it, yeah.
All this sort of stuff, or you know, things that we learn a lot about his childhood and how that messed him up, and he had a lot of difficulty because, you know, his name is Reginald White.
Yep.
And he instead went by Elton Hercules John.
Mm-hmm.
And lost himself to the persona. So it was very interesting watching the deconstruction of self that went on.
And do you like that Elton John had quite a lot to do with it himself?
Yeah.
Do you think that helped?
Yes. It felt very authentic.
Yeah.
It also chose to portray some people in a really positive light and some people not.
Mm-hmm.
So Bernie Taupin, he's the lyrics man, the guy that writes the word, he comes off very well. Great performance from Jamie Bell.
Yeah.
And then John Reed, who is the manager, who's a scumbag by all accounts, he's played by Richard Madden.
Yes.
And he is a scumbag.
Is he?
Oh.
Okay.
You will not like him by the end of the movie.
Good work, Richard.
It's a very graphic male-on-male action.
Okay.
Which
I just weren't expecting.
It didn't faze me. No, I was like, oh, okay, it's a bit of a love scene and stuff. And then when I was reading things afterwards, I was like, break cinematic history with a display of male love on screen.
Oh, really?
Apparently the biggest blockbuster that's had a graphic male sex scene.
Okay.
Wasn't that graphic.
But it was enough to get itself a record.
Yeah.
World record.
Yeah. Graphic to me in a film means something I'm going to wince at. Like, yeah. Brightburn was graphic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sex scene? That's not graphic. Mm. That's just love.
It's love making.
Love. You like songs and dances, go and see this movie. But I was, it was less of a bombastic musical than I was expecting.
Mm.
And by that, I mean, I thought it was going to be, you know, just excuses to dance between song and dance numbers.
But it's more about the story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some, you know, it's the narrative hook throughout is that he's at Alcoholics Anonymous,
mm-hmm,
and he's talking through his past.
Ah, that's a novel idea.
Yeah, it frames it in a really interesting way of like, okay, This is a guy who's all bravado and it's all for show, and he slowly peels the layers away.
And he's Reginald again.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So I thought it was going to be good, but I was really impressed. Taron Egerton is maybe my number one guy to watch at the moment. Right. I mean, I know he's already doing well enough that he's playing Elton John in a movie and Kingsman and this sort of stuff, but that dude's got it.
Well, just judging by the reviews of this movie, one of the main positives that people and critics were giving was his performance.
He just has this shit-eating grin that's barely contained at all times, and it's infectious. Mm. It makes you trust him. Mm. Okay. I don't know. He's just one of the, like, he's a Hugh Jackman or a Rock. He's just got that presence that make you go, yeah, yeah, you're all right. I'd be mates with you.
That's that thing. That's that X factor without being a reality show.
He's Hansel. Mm. So hot right now. What did you watch?
Oh, speaking of hot, I managed to catch up with Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, how was it?
Yeah.
Sinji, was it three episodes?
Yeah.
Three whole episodes?
That might have been what happened last year.
Was that a boo-boo?
I don't think so.
Do you think there'll be a new one next, like this week? Or?
Yeah, there'll be one for the rest. Do you know why I think they do it this way? Because it's Hulu, like it's a streaming service, right? So they can just throw them all there. But they hold them off because, once again, it's event programming.
Sure.
That's what it is. It's like Game of Thrones. Yeah. It's something that you need to discuss episodes with other people as you go. You can't be like, well, what episode are you up to? Oh, you're only up to episode two. Well, I can't talk about it because I've forgotten what's episode three as well. So having said that, I watched all three in one go and was pretty riveted. I did see people on Twitter and whatnot, saying that they just feel this season is not as good as others so far. But I think we're being lulled into a false sense of security. I think there's going to be a fair bit of stuff that's going to go very, very wrong, because there are a couple of people, namely June, who are a little bit cocky at the moment.
Ooh.
Yeah, they've got delusions of, not grandeur, but of uncensorship. Like, they can speak out and say what they want now, but she's not living in that world where you can do that. So really good, and I'm very happy that it's back, and week to week I think I'll feel a little bit better about getting through each one as opposed to three. If I had to watch three each week, I think that would be hard. Be hard going.
That's a lot.
Yeah. What about you? What was your favorite So
that was my unexpected win. That was the real good one.
My next one was going to be, what was the movie that you went and saw because you were really hanging out for it and it was everything you wanted?
Oh, that would have been Rocket Man.
Okay. All right. Maybe you should categorize them.
Sure. What was the movie that I took Shay to see because she was really keen to see?
Yes.
And Lynn's came along? Was Aladdin.
This has been quite well received.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, look, Shay loved it. She thought it was great. Lynn's really enjoyed it. I wish she'd been here to talk about it.
Has Shay seen the first one? The original?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not saying it was really good. I didn't adore it, but I also had a good enough time with it. And as I say, Shay, who doesn't have the same connection to the original, loved it.
Great.
So it was, I know Will Smith was having a great time. There are some points that it looked a bit weird.
As in how?
Well, this is a genie.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Most of the time it works pretty well.
But sometimes he looks like a giant Smurf?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes he just looks like a smudge with a bit of Will Smith added and
great
stuff.
Yep.
The thing that impressed me most was the girl who plays Aladdin. Plays Jasmine, whose name I've forgotten right now. But she was great. And there was a few original songs for her in there. And it was, whereas the original was kind of, she was a thing to be won and Jafar was trying to steal her in order to maybe marry her and get the throne and this, blah. None of that sort of business. It's about her desire to rule. And
2019.
That the Sultan has never been female.
Yeah.
All this sort of stuff. And
so it's real sort of Daenerys stuff without maybe the mad bit.
She got a tiger.
Hey.
Mother of Tigers.
Yeah, Mother of Tigers.
But yeah, look, it was good fun. It didn't feel nearly as much as a Guy Ritchie movie as I thought it might have. I was kind of hoping for some of the usual Lock, Stock or Snatch
Snatch, yep,
background characters to appear. wasn't so much of that. It was pretty faithful. But yeah, it was fine. It was good.
It was good. All right.
That's what I'm trying not. I'm not over or underselling it. I enjoyed it. I went with people who loved it.
Yep. And you enjoyed the fact that they enjoyed it.
That's right. Rocket Man, I had more fun at myself, but...
It's hard to do three movies and have all of the feelings for all of them.
Well, I'm going to have a lot of feelings for my last one, which we'll get to. What did you get? What you got next?
Well, I caught up with Wentworth.
Oh, yes?
Yes, I think we're up to... This would be the third week, I think. Maybe the fourth. I've forgotten. But yeah, it's hurtling through storylines and... I think it was the second episode. There was a huge explosion.
Boom.
And where you're like, okay, don't think we'll see her again. That's probably not something you can walk out of. What I like about this show is that it's not afraid to do really shocking things with characters that are seemingly major characters.
Sure.
And I also like that they will... go back and say, you know that storyline from three seasons ago that wasn't really quite finished? We're picking it up now and we're showing you what's happened and why. I like that. It's sort of
delayed gratification.
It rewards long-term audiences. Yeah.
Nice.
And the fact that it's Aussie.
Is this the last season?
I think it's the last season. Mm. I feel like it should be. Mm. It's probably enough.
I don't know how much bigger you can go than explosions.
There's been...
Did it make half the part of the jail come down?
No, it wasn't that big. Mm. Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was... No, it wasn't that... It was exciting, though. Very exciting. Ooh. I also caught up with The Chef Show. Now, do you remember the movie The Chef?
I do, with Jon Favreau.
That's right.
Yes.
And he is, funnily enough... In this, it's his baby. In fact, the very first episode, you see he's with his chef mate who actually trained him for the movie Chef, and they've just become really great mates ever since. And they go to Gwyneth Paltrow's place because he is ringing in favors with some really quite famous people.
Well, from what I understand, he lined that up while they were filming scenes for Endgame, which is hilarious because on the episode, a clip I saw, they're talking about that they were filming some stuff for Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yes.
And she has no recollection in that movie.
That's right.
To her credit, she's only in it for 45 seconds at a very tail end scene that they clearly filmed at the same time they were doing Avengers.
Which makes a lot of sense. If you're doing logistics, you're going to get them to do it then and there.
Get everyone there, roll it out.
Just get it done. But what I liked about it was she asked, so what's this for? Is this a show? And they went, we don't know yet. We're just filming it. Who's this for? We don't know. So they filmed and then pitched and Netflix picked it up.
Awesome.
Really cool show. That not every single episode has a super duper Avenger famous person in it, but there are some other very famous Avengers in there.
Has he got Vince Vaughn on yet? Have they announced that?
I've watched about seven. I haven't seen him.
All right. When Vince Vaughn is on, please let me know.
Okay.
Because those two did Swingers and Maid together.
Oh, I did too.
Love Swingers. You're so money, baby.
Funnily enough, the other day, it was probably like a couple of days after I watched some of The Chef Show, I saw that Couples Retreat was on TV, you know.
I forgot that one existed. Yeah. That was...
He looks young.
Favreau?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that movie was young. A bunch of Hollywood friends wanting a tropical holiday. They've talked about it afterwards, that they wrote this film because amazing. They thought it would be amazing to go away as a group for 6 weeks on an island holiday.
They got it.
And so they got a studio to pay for a admittedly poor quality film.
Yeah, it's really not the best. No. I did watch 3/4 of it, though. Couldn't stop.
I think, is it Peter Serafinowicz? Does he pop up as the...
Kristen Wiig's in it as well.
Yeah. Peter Serafinowicz, is he like the hotel usher, maitre d', what are you...
Yeah, and then there's like the guru. There's a maitre d', there's a guru, there's a masseuse... And there's a yoga guy. And they're all different. And they're all just having a lot of fun being slightly creepy.
Sure.
A couple of interesting therapists as well I won't tell you too much about. Oh, the movie's old. Doesn't matter.
I don't care.
What was I talking about? Chef Show. Brilliant. Chef Show. Watch it on Netflix. They make yummy food. And honestly, the servings they make are enough for 20 people. So they're clearly feeding the crew as well.
Sure. Food it's a food truck, right?
Yeah, but not all of it's filmed. But they're going to film. But they do. Yeah, absolutely.
With Better Moves and David Brent. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
Just really quickly, just because I only watched one episode, I watched Black Mirror.
Yes.
Talk more about it next week because I know Linz has watched more.
Yes.
And I just want a bit of time to catch up. But I saw the one that where they go into like the Mortal Kombat sort of game.
Right.
This is the one with Anthony Mackie.
Sure. Okay.
In it. I thought it was going to go one way and it kind of did, but then it went a really different way.
A good different way? Or just a different way?
Yeah. No, it was good because suddenly it created this whole other storyline that I wasn't expecting, and I was really interested in how they were going to investigate that.
Sure.
It was really interesting. And unlike a lot of Black Mirror episodes, I didn't finish it going, oh, I feel really bad about everything in the world.
I can't watch Black Mirror much because of exactly that. It stays with me for too long.
They are heavy episodes, yep. But this one, not so much. Just a really compelling little twist in a storyline that opens up a whole other conversation. But I don't want to spoil it if you haven't watched it.
Fair.
Because I enjoyed when it suddenly hit that little twist. It was good. What was the third movie you saw?
Oh, I dragged myself to go and see X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Thank you, because you know I was slightly interested. We've got Sansa Stark in there. In fact, the whole lead up to Game of Thrones and during Game of Thrones, Sophie Turner was doing a fair bit of promotional stuff about this movie.
Yep.
And I thought, I saw a trailer. I was like, maybe I'm missing something.
Look, it wasn't awful. It's been drubbed by the critics pretty hard. And the audience reaction has been a lot more positive. Mm. And it's not an awful movie. I've seen way, way worse superhero movies and stuff. It's just a bit of a shrug of a movie.
Mm.
It's more and more stuff is coming out. This film was meant to come out early February. And then it mysteriously got bumped back till now and no one really knew why. And the chatter is that James Cameron, because he had Alita.
With the big eyes.
The big eyes one. Yep. That was coming out and he didn't want it competing at the same time, so he asked Fox to move X-Men, which is a huge deal.
That is a huge deal, particularly seeing this is, like you said, the final of this version.
Yeah, I think they knew they didn't have a surefire hit on their hand, so they were more prepared to do it. But the film doesn't feel like a summer blockbuster. It is quite clearly aimed to be less bombastic than Apocalypse and Days of the Future Past, the last couple of ones, because they were going at a different not-summer peak. So they weren't going to be competing with the big superheroes.
And then suddenly...
And then suddenly they were smooshed right in the middle. And, I mean, bits and pieces are fine. I don't want to give too much away. In case you... It's not one of those movies... There are a lot of movies that I'm happy to spoil outright because I know plenty of people will go along and see it.
Mm.
Whereas I have the feeling that this movie, someone is going to want to go and see it and I don't
want to... And enjoy
the
story.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will say that Sophie Turner clearly watched Danny's arc pretty closely.
Yeah, right.
Because it's...
Yeah, right.
Kind of the same.
Okay.
Very similar sort of fall from grace. There was not enough Quicksilver, as usual, who's the super speedy character. He does get one awesome scene, as he does each of these movies, and then they find a way to take him off the board because he's too powerful. And then Nightcrawler, the teleporter guy, the blue with blue skin and stuff, he's been a background character for the last two, but in this one he gets a few really cool moments and we finally see him snap and be angry. He's meant to be happy-go-lucky, religious, everything, and this was so happy and keeping everyone's morale high. And something makes him snap and go dark, and it's probably my favourite X-Men moment of the last two films.
That's awesome.
I'd say.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. There's some really good moments in there. Jennifer Lawrence.
You mean Academy Award winner?
You wouldn't know it.
Really?
Oh.
She didn't care? Or did she have no storyline to...
Her energy and attitude level was the equivalent of talking to a 16-year-old on their phone.
Okay.
When they're head down.
Beautiful analogy, yeah. Yeah, really?
Yeah, I kind of felt for her. You know, she clearly is past this now and doesn't need to be doing it.
Hmm.
And
well, she doesn't have to do it now.
No.
That's it.
It's done.
done and dusted.
So probably we should still get the New Mutants, mm-hmm. which is the other X-Men spin-off that has Arya.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows when that will finally come. It's been shifted so many times. There's reshoots happening now.
Okay.
The film was meant to come out last year. Dark Phoenix, they finished filming that in 2017. You know, New Mutants, I think, was finished tail end of 17 as well. So we'll still get that. And Deadpool will live on as Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, the Fox MCU is done.
Yeah, this is done.
Mm.
Interesting. It is kind of a shame that whole ending is a bit of a...
It's a bit of a whimper rather than a bang. But I don't know how big they could have gone, because Days of the Future Past, they went and rewrote the timeline of the entire universe. First Class was a complete reboot after The Last Stand. Do you know what I mean? They've already... This is the 12th movie in the X-Men universe.
So many movies. Oh, my gosh.
Like, MCU works because they've done 22 movies and it's like a straight line. They all fit together and nothing contradicts, whereas X-Men is so convoluted.
I saw a comparison picture on Twitter the other day of First Wolverine, aka like the first Hugh Jackman Wolverine versus the last Hugh Jackman Wolverine. Mm. Definitely didn't hit the gym as much as he did progressively as the movies continued. He's very, like, if you, the comparison makes him look very thin and weedy.
Oh, the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, he starts out just as a guy with some chops. Right. And by the end, he's like chiseled Adonis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Oh, well, thanks, X-Men.
Yeah, I had a lot of good times. X2, the second X-Men movie, is still one of the greats. And I will forever love the first X-Men for two reasons. One, for kicking off the whole superhero shmoz. And two, for having Halle Berry floating in the air, electrocuting a frogman, saying, do you know what happens to toads when they're struck by lightning? The same thing as everything else.
Academy Award winner, Halle Berry.
Academy Award winner. I think it was about roughly the same time as she did Swordfish with Hugh Jackman. And she got paid $500,000 for each breast. That's the thing I remember from Swordfish.
The thing I
not her, that she was topless, that they had to pay her by the breast.
The thing I remember about her topless in Swordfish was, why is she topless in this?
Didn't make sense. Why is she, well, okay, you're getting Hugh Jackman to do some very serious, dangerous hacking for you. Why are you distracting him with the blowjob? Let him focus.
Poor Hugh.
He might drop a div tag. Sorry.
Very good. All right. So
end source program.
We've watched all of the things, but we still haven't spoken about Fear the Walking Dead, so let's get into that.
Fear. It's a movie, but it's also a show. Fear is an emotion, and is it one of the characters from Inside Out?
Hey! Yeah, that would make sense, because it's such a primal...
It is. It's Bill Hader. He's the purple guy. They left me behind. I'm stuck here in the brain. I don't know which buttons to press. Yeah.
It's a shame he wasn't there, but we did get to see a naked Morgan. Well, sort of.
Yeah.
He had a nice shower.
I'm with him. I want, like, he needs his stick back.
Just give
that's
him a stick back.
Defining characteristic.
He was so, which is really sad to say, but he was so polite about it.
She was
like, no, sorry. And he's like, oh, okay. I think he's going to get it later.
Well, that's not even the original stick, is it?
No, it's not. He made that one in the kingdom.
That's what I thought. He made another stick. Plenty more sticks where that come from.
That's true.
Add some stuff to the stick.
Yeah, it always looked too thin for me.
Like, oh, you want a log.
I think it needs to be a little thicker. It needs to be more like Monkey Magic thick.
So you want it to be like a staff?
Yes.
Mm.
He can still add pointy bits at the end, but it kind of looked like it was easy to snap.
Make it a polearm.
Yes.
Fatten it up.
Yes.
Put a spike on one end. I mean, sure, it's not as good for when you want to do spinning and stuff, but no one's impressed by that anymore.
No one needs to spin anymore. What I just don't understand why these conversations haven't been had during the long nights of non-television.
You know what else? I want to know why no one's thought of this or given it a go.
What?
Stilts.
Yeah.
You're in the zombie apocalypse. Makes a big of stilts with, like, steel, giant boots. Just walk above them.
Walk above them.
Kick them.
Like, be able to see what's up ahead?
Put graters, cheese graters all down the side, and you just shuffle. You just shuffle mulching the dead everywhere you go. And I feel like this is an idea that would be too silly for The Walking Dead, but it feels right up for the
just
Walking Dead's alley.
Do whatever you want. Who would you have in those stilts? Because I'm thinking Jenna Elfman, because her serious worried look would really be good juxtaposition. Juxtapose.
As long as John is inside the boots. He's got a peephole to shoot guns out and whisper, "I love you. No, I still love you. Please don't run away this time."
Yeah, well, you can't run away because I'm attached to you. I'm in your boot.
Mm.
Radioactive lady, is she crazy?
I don't think so.
I mean, she had all of her reasons. We got a little bit. We got the backstory.
It felt like we were being shown a mirror of here's someone else who's dead set on their mission and won't step away from their goal. So I feel like you could very well be right that she's crazy and she's going through some shit because everyone else died.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, maybe everything's radioactive, in which case, listen to her.
It's she had
better to listen to her than not if she could be right.
She had the device that made the noise.
Clickety click, click, click.
Yeah.
Mm.
Chernobyl stuff.
Mm.
Luciana.
Yeah. Wants to play the fucking accordion all of a sudden. Wasn't that a random running joke that didn't quite land?
Because he had Jenna Elfman there as part of the conversation. What, have you played it before? No. Oh, okay. Anyway, I'm just going to go now. I'm going to leave you here. You take care of everything. That was Jamie Lannister stuff. She had to do everything left-handed.
Do you know what they should have done instead? They could have clearly conveyed that she was messed up on drugs by having her stroke Jenna Elfman's cheek. She can go, "Dharma?" It would have achieved the same goal rather than bringing up an accordion a bunch of times and just making me think of Weird Al, who would be amazing in a zombie movie.
He'd get stuff done. And also, in those evenings where the videotapes aren't working, you can watch Weird Al perform for you.
Put him in the fat suit. It's like a defensive bubble. He's safe.
Why aren't they wearing sumo wrestling suits? You've just made me think about that.
That's a good question.
Zombies can't get through that.
Inflatable. Sure. Okay.
We're coming up with all of the answers.
Zorbing. How has zorbing not been used as a zombie transport method in a film yet or a TV show? Because all you need to do is harden that shit up, make it like a giant hamster ball.
Yes.
Run around inside of that.
And there's that would actually give them a reason for existing.
Mm.
Perfect.
Oh, I think we sold everything today.
I mean, you would get a bit sweaty, but they look sweaty anyway.
But you don't have the dead able to get at you.
Mm.
You get a front row seat to their violent urges at all times, which is a bit much.
Yeah, but if you are a bit scared, just run off into the lake.
Just get on water. Easy. Jump in a pool.
So many answers. Okay, so what are we going to see next week? Because I didn't see
I didn't see a preview either.
We might see more Strand.
Is he going to have to break in and steal the plane, or is Daniel going to come? No, I won't finish that sentence.
100%. That was not the last we saw of Daniel.
No.
Otherwise, what was the point?
No, and I don't see Daniel heading out to do it out of the good of his heart.
No, not after what happened, and also Daniel.
Is something going to happen with the people who cut off heads and dangle them from billboards?
We still don't know anything about them. They are getting closer.
Maybe there'll be something to do with that.
Mm.
But Daniel has quite a car collection. He's done well there. He seems very lonely. Don't think he's got anyone else helping put the cars away.
He's got the cat.
Keep clean. He's got a cat.
Why's the cat got a bell on? Like that attracts...
Warning system?
Yeah, maybe. But I think because we only saw a little bit of the cat, I'm less worried for the cat than I am for Daryl's dog.
Actually, I think the cat's got a bell because Salazar will shoot anything that he hears moving.
That's
by having the bell, he knows where the cat is.
He knows where the ginger
cat is. He's not
going
to have to shoot the cat. He knows what that is.
Mm.
Any other noises? Weird.
Mm.
There we go. If we get stuck in a zombie apocalypse, I'm going to put a bell on you.
Thanks.
That's okay.
And I'm going to wear stilts.
Mm.
And quote Dharma and Greg.
Mm.
What if Greg... What if we get whatever the actor's name is who played Greg to come... What if he is in charge of the zombie heads hanging out of trees?
Sure.
Oh, I'd like that.
What a clash.
Yeah. And you'd see Jenna Elfman's like face. She'd be like... conflicted, but she doesn't know why.
Mm.
But she's conflicted. Mm. Bad guy, but something.
Greg.
So this is the quiz that I kind of stole from IGN.
Sure.
Because after we saw that Keanu Reeves was going to be in Cyberpunk 2077, let's just call it Cyberpunk.
Yes, let's do it.
They put a tweet up with a whole heap of movies that he'd been in where his character was John.
Sure.
Or Johnny.
Yes.
And for someone who's got such an interesting name.
Yes.
How has he managed to be John so many times? So we're going to go through some John iterations or characters, and you got to tell me what movie they're from.
Okay.
Based on what you know and also the clues I give you.
Okay.
One, John Wick.
Are you just going to say the name and then I tell you what it's from?
Yeah, like obviously that one was like, I couldn't.
Oh, his name was Javitin or something like that. It was something, I want to say Slovakian. In the third film, in Parabellum, we learn what his actual name is. But yes, John Wick.
What about John Constantine? What movie is that from?
So that's from Constantine, a.k.a. Hellblazer, based on the DC Vertigo comic about John Constantine, Hellblazer, trying to save people from hell.
It's the kind of movie that I had forgotten existed.
Oh, I hadn't. It's good fun, that one.
Yeah, it is a good fun movie.
It's a good fun movie. Okay. Shia LaBeouf. In a very early role as a cab driver.
Yeah, that's
Wouldn't
right.
get in his cab.
No, not what we know now.
And also very early days of Tilda Swinton starting out being a weirdo and stuff.
Had she been in... She would have done Beaches by then.
Yes. Beaches is 88. Constantine was...
98, you mean?
Sorry, yeah, Beaches 98.
Oh, hang on.
No, wait.
No, The Beach, I mean.
Oh, The Beach was 99.
Somewhere around there. Yeah. And Constantine's definitely after that.
Yeah, Constantine was around 2002, maybe even 4. Somewhere around there.
Don John.
Oh, you've got me stumped on what the name of the damn movie is.
It's the...
Don Quixote? No.
No. This one is... Who am I going to... Kenneth Branagh? Emma Thompson. Kate Beckinsale's in it. She's very young.
Is it a vampire thing?
No, it's a Shakespearean movie.
Much Ado About Nothing.
Much Ado About Nothing. Do you remember he was in it?
No.
He was he just looked like he'd convinced them that he wanted to be in it and he was having a really good time.
Sure.
I believe he's a big fan of Shakespeare.
He is. I think I told you that.
That's how I would know.
Yeah.
Jonathan Harker. This would be 90s. Yeah, for sure. Maybe early, I'd say early 90s.
So this is pre-Speed.
It's around Speed. I think it's pre-Speed.
Speed was, I want to say 95. So a few years before that, we're looking at... My Own Private... No.
Oh, that's not bad. But no, a little bit older than that. This one is a really super famous story. My clue will be Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart.
Twilight Vampires. It's not Interview. It's Dracula.
It's Bram Stoker's Dracula, yeah. Because remember they were sort of around that... Yeah.
I should have listened to the name. You said Harker, right? Nina Harker is his daughter. And she is from the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
All these connections. Mm. All right, this one's close enough to being a John. Jack Traven.
Is that Speed?
That's Speed.
That's it, because I remember pop quiz hot shot. Calls him Jack.
P.S.
What's
he's
going to be, Jack?
What's going to be, Jack? P.S. He's going to play another John in a miniseries called Rain. His character is John Rain. A lot of Johns.
Johnny Mnemonic.
Yeah, that's right. That was 90s?
Yeah. I'm going to say 96.
There are more Johns that he has played, but they're the ones that I've picked. I don't know why people think of him as a John.
I think it's because he plays a cipher really well. He disappears into a role, and a John is a name you don't associate with things. You can
just, let it happen.
Good quiz.
That was a fun one, wasn't it?
Oh, we've got to ask ourselves, will there be more Keanu next week or will there be a break in your regularly scheduled Keanu? Keanu programming.
If it's anything like the past few weeks, I think there's going to be more Keanu.
I think so too.
We'll find out more.
I'm all right with it.
Yeah, I'm more than all right with it. Thank you very much, Tom.
Whoa.